It's been nearly a year since Mayor Karen Weaver declared a state of emergency in the city of Flint. Before she became mayor, the city switched its water supply to the Flint River in a cost-cutting measure. The water wasn't properly treated, which caused corrosion in old pipes, leaching lead and other toxins into the city's tap water. People were afraid to drink or even bathe in the water. Since then, a lot has happened. Charges were brought against two Michigan state officials and one Flint City employee for their roles in the water crisis. And researchers now say that while the tap water is better than it was, people should still use filters on their faucets. The city has replaced hundreds of contaminated lead pipes, but that is not to say the problem is solved. Mayor Weaver joins me on the phone to talk about the obstacles to fixing this water crisis once and for all. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
When we spoke in January, you said that getting filters was just a Band-Aid and the lead pipes were the issue. And now, although hundreds of pipes have been replaced, experts say as many as 29,000 homes have water lines that need to be replaced. How long will that take?
That's exactly right. Well, you know, the answer to that depends on the money, and it's how quickly and how much money we can get to address this issue. Right now, we have had, let's say, in total, $27 million, and it will get us about 5,000 new lines that have been replaced. Our goal has been to get about 1,000 done before the end of the year, and we're close to having about 600 of them done right now.
And in the meantime, are people just using filters on their faucets, or are they still using bottled water to cook and bathe and everything?
Both. We have to use both. People have to use the filters, and we have to use bottled water, and that's the issue. And, you know, the filters only work in the kitchens. They're not in the bathrooms. So that's why this is still, you know, a crisis in the city of Flint.
When we talked almost a year ago, you were very new to the job. You were feeling very optimistic, saying, we are going to fix this problem. Over the course of the year, how has that changed?
Well, I'm still optimistic. I'm still optimistic. Am I happy? I'm happy for some of the progress we've made, but we know we deserve to have more money. And I'm hoping that there's going to be a vote in the next week or so saying that Flint is going to get some more money for infrastructure because Flint still deserves that.
When you talk about a vote on infrastructure funding for Flint, you're talking about a vote in Congress where the lawmakers are going to allocate this money.
Correct.
When I visited Flint, people talked a lot about broken infrastructure and also about broken trust. So you've described what it's going to take to rebuild the infrastructure. What's it going to take to rebuild the trust?
You know, that's a tough one. And building trust is harder than rebuilding infrastructure. And one of the things that we're doing is I've been very adamant about letting people know what's going on every step of the way, letting them know if it's good news or bad news. But the other thing we've had to put in place is as we're doing the water testing. We have a number of experts doing this water testing, hoping that their results corroborate each other's results so people can say, okay, four of them got these same results. We can move on. You know, we believe that.
Now, the last time we talked back in January, you said you were really excited for the potential that Flint had and that you were looking forward to coming back on this program and taking a victory lap. And I said, when's that going to be? And you said you didn't know.
I don't know. But we do. We've got great potential. And even in this crisis, one of the things we've been able to do is hire our own people. And that's been great as far as, you know, with the water distribution.
You mean putting people to work fixing the problem in their own city?
Putting people to work in their own city. You've got it. And that's been something really, really good. We've had some conversations with some businesses that are looking to move to Flint. That will be another victory for us because people will see that Flint is worth the investment. So we're putting some things in place to let people know that we're not going down. We're going to rise up. And it's going to take a while because all of the things, it was almost like the perfect storm of what happened to Flint in some of these other instances. And so it's been an opportunity for us to really be able to say, let's look at some things we can do. How can we move Flint forward? So that's what we're doing.
Well, Karen Weaver, we haven't forgotten about you. We will keep checking back in, and hopefully you'll take that victory lap sometime soon.
I'm going to, and I want to have the interview with you when I do.
Mayor Karen Weaver, Flint, Michigan, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
And here's the status of that congressional vote Karen Weaver referred to. The House of Representatives passed two bills earlier today directing $170 million in aid for Flint. The bills will now move on to the Senate.